Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Sabor. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Content Hub. How are you doing
today?
Hey,
Lisa. I'm doing good.
Good to hear that, Sabor. I believe there was a miscommunication or something happened, I believe, regarding the tax amount that was charged. You had a discussion with Henry and you wanted to have a word with me?
Yeah, the situation with Mimi is, you know, I really don't appreciate when, I don't know if it was him that goes in and charges my account without giving me no information or letting me.
Absolutely. And
he sends out an email.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who gives him the authority to do that or gives out, like, how does that work? That doesn't work like that. You're supposed to call the person. Listen, we're going to be charging this. This was all due to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And okay, it is what it is. But how does someone just go in and do that? I would never do that. And that's why I became a little bit upset about it, because
mm-hmm.
nobody works like that.
Absolutely.
I understand he's being apologetic about it. I understand. I told him, no problem. But at the same time, at least learn from me. Because this happened before, the same thing too also. And I had a conversation with him in the past about that.
That is understandable, Sabor, and I'm truly sorry about that. The thing is that, you know, whatever is the remaining amount, or if it pertains to specifically the taxation, right now our finance was closing off, you know, working in terms of the tax filing and all of that. This amount was due in December, but you paid like $500 at that point of time, and then I guess there was a mutual understanding with Henry that you had regarding paying that amount later. So Henry provides the same instructions to the finance department, and this was the timeline or deadline that they had set for your remaining payment, and this was charged automated. That's the reason why nobody asked, or there was a miscommunication, which is not right, to be very honest, at this point of time.
And I'm telling him, if someone, like, I have the money, I have a problem to pay. What about if I was the type that didn't have the money and that was the last $500 I needed for my rent or
exactly.
for my food for the week? You go and you take it.
Exactly.
Then
exactly.
he's like, oh, I understand. He's got to be apologetic about it. But that's not the point. It doesn't. Who does that?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, no, nobody. And I get upset because I would never do that. I will call the client first and say, listen, we're going to be taking this away. I don't know if you recall. In December, this discussion took place. And I'm like, this was in December. We have no conversation about it 4 months later. And then you just come in and charge the card. Like, how does that work?
Exactly. Well, if Henry would have had this conversation with you within these 3 months and would have asked you properly, then that would have been a different scenario. Right now what happened is that they put a deadline on it, on the payment, and it was charged automatically at this point of time. It's very unfortunate, and I've already opened up a complaint for the finance department to remove this automated system, at least in terms of charging the payments, you know, because ethically I don't feel that, you know, it's a gray area, to be very honest. I agree with you 100%. So,
especially nowadays, people are going through financial crisis. So many things are going on. You just go in and take $500 like that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like, I
understand what you're
saying. And I wasn't screaming at him. I was respectful. I was a little angry, but I was still respectful to him because we've been working together for a while. But
exactly.
that still doesn't give me no right to do that, because I would never do nothing like that. That's unethical. Point
Absolutely.
Blank.
Absolutely. I understand, Sabor. Just for the sake of Henry, he was ill, and you have a certain rapport with him. I would request you humbly to let this go at this point of time. If there's anything else, we are going to sit down 3 weeks later and discuss the rest of it. So... That's all I can say for now, Sabor, to be very honest.
No, that's fine. I don't hold no grudges. It's just someone has to let him know that those things are not supposed to be done.
It's already done.
That's all.
I have already reported, and this is never going to happen again.
Okay.
All right.
But when do you guys need the money by? Because I have to transfer the money. I'm not home right now.
Which money are you talking about?
The $500.
Let me check.
So he says it's $500. I thought I paid for it at the end of December, because when I called him, he said everything was fine. But now he's saying that I did owe $500.
Just give me a moment, Sabor. I'm a little confused. Let me check this out, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for being online, Sabor. It's all sorted. The total amount for the taxation, according to 8%, was $1,000. You already paid $500 in December, and the remaining $500 will start now. So it's all sorted and covered. There's nothing else pending.
No, I don't. Did the $500 go through? He said it didn't go through.
It didn't go through. I see that in my system.
It went under what card? He must have charged the other card then, because it didn't go under 1231.
What card
did it go under?
Let me confirm.
You see what I mean? Now you don't go here, then you're going to go hit the other card. This is exactly what I mean.
Let me check. Just stay with me on the line.
Hmm? Yeah, let me just get a... Jimmy, just give me a medium... High C with ice. Yeah. That's
okay,
fruit punch, right?
Yeah, bitter fruit punch.
No. So give me the lemonade. What's the lemonade stuff you have? The lemonade and what? Yeah, let me get that one.
The medium, right?
Yeah, with ice. That's all.
With ice?
Yes.
Thank you. That's that, right?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Be good home for, bro.
Thank you very much for being online, Sabor. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, it's the same card that you have on file. It ends with 2186. Is that the one?
No, he charged the 1231. Now they must have went in and charged my other card. This is exactly what I'm trying to say, man.
No, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Can you explain?
The card that I believe he charged was 1231. Am I correct the first time? And it was declined. Now you're saying it was something 81?
2186. That's the charge that is charged today. That's the card.
2186.
Yeah.
Which one was the original charge?
Let me check. Yeah, a lot of payments here. Stay with me on the line. Sabor, I do not have access to those details at this point of time. If you need a detailed breakdown of each and every payment on which card they were charged, just give me like 10 to 15 minutes. Let me get that from the finance because that's a detailed report. So I will be sharing that with you, okay?
All right, just send it to me via email.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
So anything else before I let you go? Anything else? That's it. That was the last payment,
no,
right? Because I actually...
Yes. That's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.